you know, when you look at the power of cyber warfare, and then you think about governments and you think about people that in the private sector that are related to governments and all of that,
right?
It's a powerful threat, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And then you ask yourselves, what if it came within the possibility of the kinds of groups that we have talked about for most of this conversation?
Right. It's a really important question. And we spend a fair amount of time within the counterterrorism community talking about, have we seen a cyber capability among these groups? Look, I mean, they're dead set on coming after us. If they had that capability, they would use it. They would deploy it against us. And we know the power of cyber attacks, you know, again, now going after financial institutions like the one you mentioned. And how vulnerable we are, and how reliant we are on these systems that are internet-based. But at least right now, Al-Qaeda and these groups don't have that capability within their means. That's not to say that they couldn't develop them or that they couldn't recruit or pay somebody who does have that capability to act on their behalf.
And that's what's really different. When you go into Mosul and you empty the banks and you can sell oil, what they're doing as well,
mm-hmm.
selling oil.
That's right. They're quite sophisticated. So they're selling oil.
They're generating, a million or so dollars a day.
That's right, a million
plus a day.
Then you can
afford a lot of very sophisticated computer equipment.
Right. Or, you know, even easier to pay sort of a mercenary cyber attacker to carry out an attack. And so, you know, one way is to try to figure out who they are and where they are and stop them there. But the other important part of that is to increase our cyber defenses here in the United States and you know, particularly in the types of industries and sectors that are really important to our way of life, from banking to energy and the like. And so that's another part of what NSA has been involved in and I worked on when I was at NSA.